I'm gonna stay right under his blood. With the devil, oh, he will stay with me. I'm gonna stay right under, oh, come and abide with me. I'm gonna stay right under that safe blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can he do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Do me no harm, no harm, no harm. Do me no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil he'll do me no harm, no harm, no harm. He'll do me no harm. Oh, he'll do me no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can, where, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, we are praising him, praising the Lord. Praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's praise him this morning. We praise you. Praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let's worship him this morning. Oh, praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, oh, Hosanna, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, we are praising him, praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We are praising him, praising the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We are praising, we praise him, praising the Lord. Oh, we praise you, we praise you. We love you, we worship you, Lord. We are praising the Lord. We long for your presence, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, Sister Gloria, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah, oh, Sister Gloria, Sister Angel, hallelujah, Hosanna, hallelujah. Hosanna, 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 hallelujah, Hosanna,
hallelujah, amen.
God bless you, saints. We like to sing to glorify the Lord, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Empty and broken, I came to him, a vessel unworthy, so scared with sin. But he did not despair, he started over again. And I bless the day He didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, He molds me and makes me into His likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. Oh, because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. He is the potter, and I am the clay, molding His image. He wants me to stay. When I stumble and fall, and my vessel break, He just picks out the pieces. He doesn't throw the clay away. And over, He molds me and He makes me into His likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. Oh, because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. A vessel of honor I am today. Oh, because Jesus didn't throw the clay away.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. We'll try fly through this. Sister Stacy, could you please come? Amen.
I'm gonna stay right under. I'm gonna stay. I will stay right under this blood, where the devil can't do me no harm.
I pledge allegiance to Jesus. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge that in His word I'll say, I pledge that I'm going all the way, I'm going all the way. I will not rest until I see in shining face the last day. All the way, I'm going all the way. And as I'll prove in His word, I'll say, I pledge that I am going all the way. God, I know You truly love me. You gave Your life for me. To do my best, You prove my love for You today. So calm my soul and lift my voice and say, all the way. I'm going all the way. I will not rise until I see you shining face from every day. All the way, I'm going all the way. And as I move in this world, I'll say, I pledge that I am going all the way. All the way, I'm going all the way. I will not rest until I see your shining face from every day. All the way, I'm going all the way. And as I prove in this world, I'll say, I pledge that I am going all the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We'll ask Sister Lillian to come sing for us. Sister Lillian. We'll ask Sister Lillian. Sister Lillian. You requested the songs. You did? No? Song request. My own. Maybe my eyes are bad. Okay, anyway, Brother Eli, will you come? Sister Lillian, yeah? Oh, sorry, she wanted us to sing a song. Brother, please come, brother. There's a lot to be sung today, but it's once a year.
God bless you. We are singing a new song. So,
amen.
New song, you don't need to understand the language, you know. John saw them before the throne. They came from different countries, different races, and they were singing one song. So don't ask me what language it was, but they were singing.
Hosanna. 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 Hosanna.
Sister, will you? Amen. Sorry, I try to fit everything in so no one will be grieved with me. And we'll just wait for Sister Susan to come.
Okay, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm going to sing a song that I wrote. It's called There Is a Place. I hope it's going to be a blessing.
When I am weary, when I am tired, when I feel all strength has gone, when I feel like giving up, when all hope is gone, there is a place where I can go. There is a place where there's no pain. There is a place where happiness abides. There is a place where there is peace of mind, love and joy. There is a place when I feel broken, when I feel crushed down, when I feel stressed and distressed, when I feel so confused, when my life has lost its meaning, there is a place where I can go. There is a place where there's no pain. There is a place where happiness abides. There is a place where there is peace of mind, love and joy. There is a place. In that place, I can never get weary. In that place, I can walk and not faint. In that place, I can jump so high and I can touch the sky. In that place, I have control. In that place, I have all I need. In that place, it's a wonderful place. That place is when I get down on my knees and I can feel the presence of God around me. When I commune with God as friend with friend, and His love and joy surrounds me, then I know that I am in His arms and I can cry my heart out. That is the place that I know I can never go wrong, where I am safe and secure. the place where there's no pain. There is a place where happiness abides. There is a place where there is peace of mind. Love and joy. There is a place. There is a place.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's enter into that place this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many want to enter into there? Amen. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's sing. Amen. I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I enter to worship you. Only for worship I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship. Lord, I worship you this morning, Lord. I want to worship him this morning. Oh, for your name is oh, for your name is holy, for your name is holy God, for your name is holy, for your name, holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy God. We enter in this morning. Hallelujah. Into that place. Hallelujah. We enter in. Into the temple. Hallelujah. Let's sing. Give thanks to the ancient of. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, to our name. For his mercies unto us, for his mercies unto us, give thanks to the ancient of thee. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, shout holy people, how excellent is thy name, praise his name. So his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the ancient of. We thank you for communion last night, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of day for touching my brother Maxwell, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient. We thank you for the word this morning, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of day. Give thanks to the ancient of day. Give thanks to the ancient of day. We enter in into the temple. Oh, we give thanks to the ancient of day. Oh, to our name, for his mercies unto us. Oh, give thanks to the ancient of. We give you thanks, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of thee. Take me past the outer courts. Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the brazen altar, But I want to see only your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the home. Take me in, Lord. Take me into, by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holiest of holies. Take the cool, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Cleanse me this morning, Lord. Take the cool, cleanse my lips. Here I cleanse me for service, Lord. Take the cool, cleanse my lips. Here I am.
That's our desire, saints. Take us in, take the call, cleanse my lips. Some prayer requests. Please may the saints pray for Sister Shida. She's ill, so she can't attend service today. Sister Rudo's at work. She's asking for prayer. Brother Mike and Sister Patience at work again. She's asking for prayer as well. Is this from you, Brother Willie, or Brother Andrew? Brother Wilmer's saying, please remember my young brother Andrew in Zimbabwe. His mother passed away this month. His wife's mother. So we do remember them. And also let's remember Sister Rachel's brother Israel. He's in hospital in Tullamore due to a heart problem. And also Brother Max Jr. wants to thank the Lord for adding one more year to his years and wanting to thank God for healing him last night. God's healing power. God bless the saints for their prayers. We do thank the Lord for that. These Bibles as well to be dedicated. Let's bow our heads. Father, we enter in to your presence. Father, we go beyond the realm of time and sense. And we come to the place, Lord, Father, just that glorious place that our sister was singing about. Father, and we thank you, Lord, for access upon this day to the throne of grace. And as we come, even as you raised our brother up last night, Father, how the enemy desired to raise his head. But Father, we know that you have everything under your control. And Father, upon this day, we take every spirit under control. Father, there's no power, Lord, of the enemy. There's no darkness that is welcome in this place. But Father, this place is reserved for the kingdom of the Most High. So we pray that you'll just establish your glory in the midst of your people. And each of these requests, Lord, Brother Wilmore, Lord, I do pray for this young brother of his, Lord. Give them comfort. Watch over them at this time, Lord. Father, our brother Israel, Father, in the hospital at this time. Father, we come unto thee now. Lord, we look unto thee. Father, look down even at that situation now, Lord. Father, above all things, speak unto the soul of this young man, we'd pray. Speak unto him in these circumstances, Lord. Help him to realize his mortality, Father, at this time, that he may look up unto thee. Father, touch him in his body, we pray. Father, reveal yourself unto him as the answer, Lord, to his every situation. That you may use those circumstances, Lord, to bring him unto thee. And Father, them that are at work today, Sister Rudo, we pray for her. Brother Mike, Sister Patience, be with them. Father, each and every one of your people, we dedicate them to thee. And your people gathering to the north, south, east, and west, bless them upon this day. And Father, these Bibles, Father, it's your word, Father, that you've given unto us, Lord, to overcome the powers of the enemy, Lord. To walk with you, Father. Lord, this is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. It's spiritual food in due season. It's everything that we need. Let it be so. Bless these books. Bless this ink on these pages, Lord. That it may really be your word speaking unto the people. That, Father, would own these things, we'd pray. Father, won't you be with us now as you open up your word? Won't you be with us, Lord, in service upon this day? Thank you for song worship. Thank you for the items that have been sung. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Be glorified this day. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints, this morning. It's good to be back in his house. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. Just as you do that, just to say about the church relocation, Brother Wilmore, Brother David are going to see a place tomorrow, so please pray about that at lunchtime. But it looks like it's a good prospect of a place. We spoke about it last week, so just keep that in prayer. Also next weekend, we have a youth weekend up in Northern Ireland with Brother Tom Saints as well. So we'd like to meet up with the youth afterwards, if that's okay. Just to make arrangements, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. So please keep that in prayer as well. I think it'll be a blessing. Let's keep things going. Matthew 4, verse 8. Let's read about Jesus now. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. The two dimensions. You know, Satan comes on his dimension and offers him the kingdoms of the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ being the Word. It's always the Word that overcomes those things. Amen. He refuses. Satan leaves him, and then the other dimension opens to him. The angels are ascending and descending. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 18, just to keep in mind what God's mind is about witchcraft and wizardry and all of these things. Deuteronomy 18 from verse 9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. So God judged those nations, all of them, including Jericho, all of them, Hittites, Amorites, because they were so involved in the occult. And that occult opened up all sexual impurity, all abomination. And the cup filled up to the brim, and God had to judge them. So when God was taking Israel and he says, be careful, you don't do what these people are doing. That's what he's saying. Verse 10. There shall not be found among you, among Israel, any that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination. Yeah? Horoscopes and consulting the stars and all these things. Try to find out the future. There's only one you should find the future from, and that's the one who holds your future. And that's the most. Anything else is sin. Trying to find out your future from any other source is an abomination. You're consulting the wrong realm. He says divination, or an observer of times. You know, when you sit there and they say you were born at this time, you know, you're going to be successful on this and that. You know how these occult people do it, yeah? Observers of times, or an enchanter or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits. Spiritualism, seances, trying to communicate with the dead. Or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee to do so. Amen. You may be seated. Friends, God never changes his mind about these things. But as we said last night, there's such a seduction in the spiritual realm. You know, sometimes the things of the kingdom of God, they don't seem as appealing as the things of the kingdom of darkness. You know, Satan knows how to do it. He knows how to work. He knows how to make things appealing. You know, he knows that. There's a seducing spirit. He overcame Eve that way. You know, so that's what the Lord is warning the people about. We'll just quote it from Exodus 22. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. In Israel, if somebody was a witch, they couldn't live. Yeah, in the other nations, it was okay. But there was Israel who knew better. Now, they knew the pillar of fire. They had met God on the mount. There was no excuse for them to consult other spiritual entities. Because they had met God himself. And that's why God had no compromise with any of these things. If somebody consulted a witch, they were to be put to death. And friends, the influence of those things must be put to death. Now, we shouldn't allow those things to have any influence at all in our lives. In Leviticus 20, he says, you shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people. He says, I've separated you from the other peoples. He says, that you should be mine, a man or a woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, and their blood shall be upon them. Now that's obviously under the old covenant. you know, in the Old Testament. But to us, it's the influence of those things.
Amen.
You don't allow that. The spiritual influence of these things has to die. Now we know we're living, as we got into it last night, in the climax of the ages. We've come to a time with the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. It's such a struggle that's going on.
Amen.
We've come right to the harvest time, the prophet says. All the seeds that have been sown and all that's gone before us is now heaping up right at the end. And God has chosen us to be his people, to stand as representatives of him in this hour. It's a great privilege. And in God of this evil age, the prophet says, what is it? The world is heading to a climax. Why? The spirit of lawlessness, moral decay, scientific religion has led it to a cage of every hateful and unclean bird. So all of these things that have combined in the education system, in the scientific realm, so-called, Paul says, science so-called. Because science speaks of knowledge, and it's not the genuine knowledge that science is in. It's got an agenda. That all of these things, politics and religion, and everything is coming now to a climax. And we're starting to see now the fullness of that climax taking shape. And that's exactly what the Bible says, the cage of every hateful and unclean bird. But now everything has an origin. Now for us to be where we are now, compared to where things were 100 years ago, there had to be agents of change. Now there had to be certain people that brought things from where they were to where they are. In both spiritual realms. If you take yourself spiritually, when you find that God moves you from one realm to another, there was a reason. There was some visitation. There was somebody that God used. There was some message that God used. God had to open something up to you.
Amen.
There was a release of revelation. There was a release from the spiritual realm. And you were the beneficiary of that. And that moved you from one place to another. We can't do these things ourselves.
Amen.
And society can't just move itself from one place to another.
Amen.
There's got to be certain events that took place. There's got to be certain key players. There's got to be certain changes within the dimensions taking place to move society from a place where people respected the Bible to where it is now.
Amen.
To where people respected biblical marriage and, you know, the biblical family values, to a place now that it's becoming almost against the law for us to believe the things that you believe.
Amen.
How did this happen? How did this come about? Now, what were the vessels? Who were the players that brought this to pass? We know in the realms of the kingdom of God, we know there were the messengers that God sent at each junction of time. And God released an anointing. God released a message to them. And that moved things from one place to another. Luther was justification. And then God raised the church up. Sanctification through Wesley. And then came the restoration of the gifts through, you know, Azusa Street, the Pentecostal move. And then came full restoration through the prophets. So, you know, there's God sending people and opening things at certain places. Now, Satan follows exactly the same pattern.
Amen.
You know, Satan can't do anything outside of human vessels.
Amen.
Just as much as God cannot work without you and I. We are his hands, we are his feet. And Satan has to have instruments. These things that we see now, this great climax of lawlessness, this great climax of, you know, such an occult invasion throughout the world. We see television's just the occult. We see music is just the occult. All of these pop stars, like we're saying, with their occult symbols and all the things which they do. No, there had to be a starting point for these things. If things weren't going in this direction at some place, if it was like Western society was a Christian society for so long, and people respected the gospel, and massive crowds would come out to hear the gospel, and there were revivals that took place, what brought things to where it is now? There's been such a sudden change. Just within 100 years, things have completely been revolutionized. There's been a spiritual revolution of the occult. There's been something released from a spiritual realm. There's been some instrumentality that Satan has managed to find to bring about a certain vision that he had in his mind, a certain agenda that he had, a certain plan that he's always had. He's got to have had vessels. He's got to have had certain moves and certain key moments and certain things that have taken place to take things from where they are to where they are now. And I think, as the prophet says, we need to know our enemy.
Amen.
I just want to show you some of our enemies today. I just want to go and show where things have got to. How the music industry's got to where it is now. Whose teachings are they following? Who are their prophets? Who are the ones that broke into a certain dimension and received vision and revelation from Lucifer himself and then came as the prophets to the natural world? And the people have responded and have yielded to teaching and anointing that has come from those prophets, those occult prophets, and it's brought things to where they are in that dimension. Just as much as God has sent us our prophet in our dimension, and God opened up, when John came on the scene, the heavens were opened. God opened a dimension that hadn't been opened before. When the prophet came, the heavens were opened on the Ohio River. The heavens were opened in 1963, all these things. So God opened things to the prophet. But when you're going to go and look now to see how the world has come to this climax of lawlessness, we need to understand some of these people. Because you may not know them. I know them well. We've studied these things for years of how rock music came about. And you will know some of these people. But we want to just see something in common with all these people. Some of the principles which they follow. And then you'll start to understand why things are the way that they are. And the whole purpose of me doing this is, friends, we as fathers, we as mothers, we as parents, we as brothers, we as sisters, we need to know our enemy. We need to know his tactics. We need to know the way that he works so that we can defend ourselves. So we can use the spiritual armor that the message of the hour, the supernatural armor of light that Paul speaks about, so we can use it effectively to counteract this deception of the enemy. Because friends, he's deceived the whole world. This world has been swallowed up in these things. Such a change. And as we saw last night, it's bringing things to Armageddon. It's bringing things to judgment. It's brought the world into, as it was in the days of Lot. It's brought the world into a Sodom condition. 100 years ago, the world wasn't in a Sodom condition. But something has come and moved the world into the condition that we can say this day the scripture is fulfilled. That it's in the days of Sodom. We've got Jezebel religion. We've got Jezebel on the scene. Who was Jezebel? She was so involved in the occult. She was a daughter of the priest of Baal. But there was a certain name, whatever it was, his name was. But she was so involved in that. And then she came into Israel and she introduced those things into Israel. And there came a revolution in Israel. Until the prophets of Jehovah were put to death. They had to worship in secret. And friends, we're getting into that realm again. Because Jezebel's on the scene once again. That's why Elijah had to come on the scene once again as well. You don't find Elijah being called on the scene if Jezebel's not there. But let's see what Jezebel opened the dimension in Israel itself and took people away from the genuine worship of Jehovah in a short space of time until the people were caught between two opinions as to who is God. Is Baal God? Is Jehovah God? And God sent Elijah to come and vindicate who God really was. And only 7,000 people went in when that door was opened. Then the voice said, come up higher. And the people were raised up by the message, by the manifestation, the ministry of Elijah. The vast majority of the people just continued in error until they went into captivity in Babylon, the full Babylonian captivity. And friends, you know, the beast and his kingdom, they're not far away. The full Babylonian captivity. The real Nimrod who started his tower and it was stopped. That tower is going to be completed in our age. The vision that Nimrod had to bring all things under one head. That's what it's heading up to. The prophet says there's coming a one world government. And friends, it's been ushered in. There's prophets and vessels that have had a unified vision and purpose. And they've used all the tools at their disposal to bring the world to the place that it is. And friends, God's grace has been upon us. God's grace and mercy is so superabundant unto us that God will not allow us to go the way of the world. Because we are the children of the light, we're not the children of the darkness. And He's given us a heavenly vision that we can see and understand these eternal things. Now, God has been gracious to us. So if you can put the slides there, sister. We wanted to look at, continue on, this one of the magic kingdom. We won't finish today. We'll try to finish on Wednesday. There's too much to show on these things. But Disney is called the magic kingdom. And it is the magic kingdom. And we know that magic is outlawed in scripture. Amen. We should have nothing to do with magic. Because magic speaks of magicians. It speaks of wizards. It speaks of witches. And we'll just see how it's coming, this magic kingdom. But it's not only Disney. This world is under this great delusion. And we don't want to be caught under this delusion either. So where did things really start when you're speaking about knowing our enemy? Now, Satan moves just at the time when God moves. So just at the time when Azusa Street came and God opened a dimension to the church that hadn't been opened since the days of the apostles, at that time, and just at the time, 1909, when the prophet came on the scene, when God was about to do something for the church, Lucifer moved on the scene as well. And this is the first man that he used, is Aleister Crowley. Now, everything you see in music and everything that you see in film, the whole philosophy, the whole New Age agenda, this whole occult mindset that is taken over the world came from this man. You can trace it all back to this one man. And it all came in 1904. Imagine, 1904, the time of the Welsh Revival. Because whenever God moves, Satan moves as well. Whenever a certain realm is opened up in the spiritual world, you find another realm is opened up in the kingdom of darkness. They move parallel all the time. And when God is raising up his instruments, Satan's going to raise him up as well. It's not a nice picture, I know. But it's good for us to know our enemy, friends. It's good for us. There's his book that he wrote. When he broke into a certain realm and he wrote the book of magic, it's called. And the great principle that he taught was, the whole of the law is do what thou wilt. Do what you will. Do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the satanic agenda. And that's why you find all the musicians sing that. Follow your heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and exceedingly wicked. Don't ever follow your heart. You follow his word. You follow his spirit. You follow his leadership. You deny your heart. The heart has to be born again. It's exceedingly wicked. But this man here, Aleister Crowley, he was the foremost Satanist of the 20th century. And everybody gets things from him. And he had his fivefold ministry that came from him. He had his fivefold ministry in the music industry. He had his fivefold ministry that came forth in Hollywood, in the movies and so forth. But they took his message. Amen. He went into a certain realm and caught a vision. It wasn't a heavenly vision. It was a vision from hell in 1904. He broke into a certain dimension and he contacted a certain spirit that he called Lucifer. He gave it another name, as well. And Lucifer came and spoke to him and said, there's coming a new move, a revolution. He says, we're on the brink of the new age. That is what was revealed to him. And the signs of this new age and what was going to usher in this new age was free sex, free drugs, and a rebellious shift against the moral values of the Bible. That is what he received in 1904, that there's coming a new age. And the enemy of this movement was the Bible, was the Christians. But Lucifer was going to unleash now a torrent. There was going to come a great warfare, a spiritual agenda that he had to destroy biblical values. And friends, let's look now where we are. What if we just had a referendum about the most fundamental biblical value, marriage? And which way did the people vote? What's happened in America in the Supreme Court of just a simple biblical principle that marriage is between a man and a woman, which has always been there from Eden, from the beginning. But something's come in and has so shifted society. This vision that Lucifer had, he was going to wage warfare against biblical values, biblical morals. And his whole idea was to bring free sex. Whereas 100 years ago, if a man divorced, a divorcee, a woman who was divorced, was a scandal. No one would marry a divorced woman. Now it's normal for people to live together. Who needs to marry? Something's happened, friends. This agenda this man had, this message this man preached, has been very effective. Very effective because of the vessels who he ministered into a certain dimension. Now they received a certain anointing that Lucifer unleashed upon this man. And off went people that were willing now to run with his vision. And you're going to find every single one of the rock stars, every single one of the rap artists, every single one of the Hollywood actors and actresses subscribe to the principles of this man. And most of them will admit it. Most of them will openly tell you They're followers of Aleister Crowley. They are. And they're not even ashamed to say it. When the more that you go and find out about it. Now, the thing which he saw, which pointed to the new age coming in, he said was the popularity of the cinema. To him, this was the proof that things could change. Before the cinema came, before this realm of entertainment, before man through science broke into the fourth dimension, which is the realm of television and radio and so forth, before science managed to break into that dimension, we always had these kind of people around, but they could never have much influence in the world.
Amen.
But now, at the beginning of the last century, man started to break into a dimension that he didn't have access to before, which was the fourth dimension, which is this particular realm where all of these things, all of this agenda can be broadcast through. And he saw it, Aleister Crowley, he saw the moment he saw people going to the cinema, he said, the time has come. This is what Lucifer told me about. Now there's a medium, now there's a dimension that the vision Lucifer's given to me can be projected to sway society, to sway the masses. It could never be done before. And the whole reason I went to study on this was because of the prophet continually hitting out against Hollywood. And I said, I want to find out the foundation of Hollywood. Because if the prophet's hitting Hollywood every time, Hollywood, 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 you're going to find that Hollywood and all its belief and teaching comes from this man. He's the prophet that Hollywood is following. Hollywood is just a mouthpiece for this man and his teaching. The more you study it, you'll see it. Many saints here, I know. I know Brother James, Brother Francis, they know these things as well. So these Satanists, these people that were in the occult, these people, I mean, this man called himself 666, the beast. He was such an evil man, if you go and read it. He waged warfare against the God of the Bible. He would do anything he could to fight against morals and so forth. He was a homosexual man, bisexual, bestiality, whatever you can think of. This man openly, in his age, did those kind of things. And he broke into the certain realm, and Lucifer came and told him, the time has come for the new age. And that's why they call it the new age movement. All this occult stuff is the new age movement. And every one of these singers is a prophet and prophetess of the New Age movement. These are the preachers of the New Age movement. And the Hollywood directors and the actors and the actresses, they are prophets of the New Age movement. They're just preaching the message of the New Age. And the New Age is nothing new. It's just back to Eden. It's the same perverted lie of the devil that the serpent told to Eve. Satan's never changed, but he just packages it in far more attractive packages now. And he sells it, and the whole world has been swallowed by these things. And the world has been marked by these things, has been marked in their forehead by this. They agree with the principles, have been marked in their right hand. They work to support these things. And friends, it's only a small group of people called the genuine believer at the end who won't give in to these things, who won't give in to this agenda. These are the people that have pledged allegiance to the Lamb. These are the people who said will be faithful unto death. If that's what is required of us, these are the people who will not bow their knee to Baal in their day. And God has supernaturally predestinated them, supernaturally equipped them, sent them their prophet messenger in the age so that God's going to make sure that he sees his sons and daughters through. So this man Crowley, he saw that straight away. He saw the power now of this fourth dimension. Now we need to understand dimensions a little bit first when the prophet explains to us so we can understand what's happened in our age. It didn't happen in ages gone by. Because this fourth dimension is the powerful one. Amen. This is the one that you gotta watch out for. I borrowed this from the brothers in Philippines from their website. But here's the seven dimensions that the prophet speaks about. He speaks about the three dimensions that we as people dwell in. Light, matter, and time, our three dimensions. Then the fourth dimension is, he calls it science, but it's that place. He actually says it in present stage of the ministry. It's now, but we have contact through science, the fourth dimension as it was. Because coming right through this building now comes pictures, voices of radio, pictures on television. So it's that realm. We can't see, but you put a radio, you put a television, it can pick up this invisible something that's being broadcast through the fourth dimension. Now, man never had access to that before until the last 100, 120, 150 years. Marconi with the radio, and then television got invented, 1920, the first things and stuff. Unified, that opened this dimension up. So these four dimensions, we are in that kind of a place. We ourselves, just as normal human beings, cannot contact the fourth dimension. We need something which has a crystal or something that has whatever, transistor, whatever, that can pick up things from that dimension. But there's certain people that can break into that dimension, the prophet being one of them. The prophet was a special built man that could break right into that dimension and see what was happening in the fourth dimension. And these Satanists and that, they could break into that dimension as well. Because the fifth dimension is the dimension of hell. It's a dimension of the regions of the lost. It's the bottomless pit. This is the region of the damned, the region of demons, and Satan seat himself. You find it in the fifth dimension. So hell overflows, if it can, from the fifth dimension into the fourth dimension. And that's how the influence comes upon us in the three dimensions that we are. But hell from the fifth dimension, that region of demonology, the prophet says, it operates through the fourth dimension now. Now the prophet says in waters of separation, he's in a prayer line, he's under discernment. He says, it's not me that knows it. He's telling somebody about their disease and their life and so forth. He says, it's not me that knows it, I'm just a man. But it's a gift of God. It's him that does it. And he is in the supernatural. I just become a mouthpiece to him. So when the Lord wanted to deal with the prophet, the Lord spoke through the fourth dimension, the prophet's going to tell us. That's where he would see vision. That's where he'd receive revelation. Then he would come into our dimension as the mouthpiece of what was taking place in that dimension. Amen. You see, that's how it works. So he says, when he breaks forth something, shows a vision, I'm in another to the scientist, another dimension. It's the sixth sense, the fourth dimension, whatever you want to call it, the Holy Spirit, when I'm surrendered. So he, because he was made in a certain way, he could yield and God would allow him to break through the realm of sense, and he could see in that fourth dimension. And God would show him vision and revelation. Then he'd come back to us and say, now thus saith the Lord, the Lord told me this. Now you and I, we can't break into that realm like that. We're not made, we're not prophets. We're not seers in that sense. God had to equip him. But the prophet now, he says it and come let us reason together. He's now in the prayer line again. He says, now I don't know what I'm saying. I can hear myself, but I'm in another world. Amen. It's a sixth sense or a fourth dimension, whatever it is. Right. Now listen, it's the dimension, these pictures and things. Voices coming through here. Even taped singers singing now. There's people screaming. Hey, the prophet goes into a realm. He doesn't need a radio. He doesn't need a television. He breaks into that realm. He says, there's voices here. There's television. I can hear people screaming, people singing.
Amen.
There's all kinds of things going on. Airwaves going through here. But you can't pick it up. We can't pick it up. But he could pick it up.
Amen.
And why did God send us a man that could pick those things up? Because exactly at the same time, Satan was going to use science to allow man to break into that dimension as well. And that dimension was going to be the dimension that was going to bring this world to Armageddon. That was going to be the dimension that was going to bring Sodom upon the earth. That was going to be the dimension that was going to bring the climax of all things in our age. So God says, oh, I see what Satan's going to do. So God sends a prophet and equips him that he can break through and he can wage warfare in that dimension. That when Satan's trying to wage warfare against the human race, against biblical principles from this dimension, we'll see it. God sends a prophet who can break straight into that dimension, and he has power and authority in that dimension.
Amen.
Friends, God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God knows what he's doing. And that's why God has to send a prophet. That's why he says, I'll send you Elijah, lest I smite the earth with a curse. It wasn't something that, like we saw last night, when God does these things, God doesn't do them just for the sake of entertainment. If God sends a prophet, if God sends a pillar of fire, if God makes a man in a way that he can break into that dimension, there's a reason it has to be like that. No, God knows what his children need. And that's why you'll understand now why there's such a warfare against the prophet and his visions. Such a warfare against the revelation of the message of the hour. Because Satan knows this man spent, he's got too much authority in that dimension. And that's the dimension. I want that to be my dimension. To finish up the new age that I've started. That's what he wants. And that's why there's this warfare being waged, friends. Against the message of the hour. Because of the power of this dimension. Because this dimension on its own, it's neutral. It depends on what you use the dimension for. God can use it to project vision and revelation to his prophets, but Satan, Lucifer, uses it now to project his vision as well through this dimension. So it just depends on what you're going to use this dimension for. But this is a dimension that the world knew nothing about until our age. And this is what was required to bring, the prophet actually says that we needed this to bring things to the end. The prophet says it had to be like this. He says a radio could. He says you can't pick it up. He says but a radio could. These pictures coming through here. You can't see that. There's no way for you to. But the television would show them. But the prophet didn't need a television. He could see it himself. And that's why he would cry out against those things. Because he saw what was taking place in that realm well ahead of the rest of us. And people say, oh, he's too hard. And so he wasn't hard enough. Amen. He wasn't hard enough. When you go and study these things, the prophet wasn't hard enough. Hallelujah. And we not hard enough. Amen. But today that will change a little bit. Amen. By the grace of God, friends. Amen. We need to know our enemy. Amen. We need to know our enemy. We don't need to compromise with witches and wizards and witchcraft. Amen. No matter how it's dressed up. Amen. It might come as the magic kingdom, but it's magic. And as for me and my house, we don't want magic in our house. We want the influence of witches to be put to death. Because the Lord says a witch in Israel must be put to death. We don't want these influences anymore, friends. It's a deception. We grew up under a deception. We watched occult without knowing it was the occult. We listened to occult music not knowing it was the occult. We were worshipping with demon forces and powers from the fourth dimension. Thinking we are watching Hollywood. Thinking we are watching Disney. But friends, the agenda behind it all, it wasn't an innocent agenda. Amen. And that's how Satan works. Eat of the fruit of the tree. What did he do? He found a vessel, the serpent. He came and possessed a vessel that yielded to him. And Satan, now in Eden, now we're in Satan's Eden. Satan used the serpent to speak to Eve. So somehow Satan from the fifth dimension, he came down, possessed that serpent, and managed to speak now through a vessel to Eve and caused her to corrupt herself. Amen. And she was the bride of Adam in that age. And the prophet says, now we're living in Satan's Eden. We're living in Satan's Eden, friends. It's a serious time that we're living in. The prophet says the television would show these things. In enticing spirits, the prophet goes to show that disease, all disease starts in the fourth dimension. Amen. You know, Satan comes from the fifth dimension, from hell, the demons, from the realm of demonology, into the fourth dimension to influence us somehow in our cells and in our bodies. And then there's a physical manifestation of disease. He says that in enticing spirits, just recently, even cancer has been declared to be a fourth dimension disease. That's in another dimension. Sure, it's demonology. Every disease is a fourth dimension disease at the beginning of it. Amen. So this is where Satan operates, friends. Waging warfare against humanity. Amen. And that's why God sent us a prophet to wage warfare against the kingdom of darkness. Amen. And that's why, friends, I remember Brother James, I say from Northern Ireland, I always liked what he said when people said, you deceived following that man Branham. He said, I'm perfectly happy to be predestinated to be deceived like this. It says, if I'm deceived, this is what I'm predestinated to, because this fits me like a hand, a glove, fits a glove. And that's how it is with this message, friends. We are just so perfectly predestinated to this message. I just love this message. I don't want anything apart from this message. I'm not interested in all the other things. There's something in this message that gives me authority over darkness. There's something in this message that gives me prevailing power. There's something in this message that Hollywood has not conquered me. Demonology has not conquered me. Satan will try his best like he did with Brother Max. But there's power in this message. There's power. And the word says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. There's nothing the enemy can do. He's got all these weapons that he's created in our age. None of them will prosper. Because God looks after his children. But we need to use the resources that is given to us. We need to recognize when God opens a dimension at the opening of the seals, like we said last night. When the pillar of fire comes down and the heavens are opened and the angels are ascending and descending upon a son of man in our age. It means something. You know, this was for a purpose because the enemy's opened a dimension as well. And he's waging warfare from another dimension compared to the ages gone by. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard. He doesn't send us Luther, doesn't send us Wesley Reformers. He sends us Elijah. He sends us the seventh angel that all the mysteries will be made known. And then he says, now you go and eat the book. That's our commission, to eat the book. To eat the unsealed book. That's where we get victory. That's where we get authority from. Amen. That's when we know what the enemy is doing in his bedchamber. Like it was in the Bible with Elijah and Elisha. How can you fight against somebody when you're plotting your strategies with your war council and the man's lying on his bed and he breaks into that dimension and God reveals to him all the strategies of the enemy. Amen. That's what God's done to us. Amen. God in this age has shown us exactly the mind of the enemy. We know exactly where he's going. We know exactly what he's trying to do. And we're not going to be part of it. Because God has opened up to us his mind. We know what his mind is. That dimension, and we want to be part of that. Because that's what we called unto. That's our heavenly calling that we predestinated unto. So it just depends on which dimension we yield ourselves to. That the vast majority of the world has yielded themselves to this dimension of darkness. Spilling over, like we said last night, Ulrich Andrews, hell. Having enlarged its borders to swallow up humanity. Coming from that fifth dimension. Hell belching out now and overtaking humanity. But God opens another dimension. The sixth dimension that is beyond the curtain of time. It's the regions of the blessed. It's paradise where Paul went, where the souls that aren't in prison, that the souls of the redeemed are waiting now to come back and take bodies on once again. Amen. And the seventh dimension is God himself. That's where he dwells. That's these dimensions that the prophet came and told us about. That there's all kinds of things, the prophet says, going on in this particular dimension. So the prophet now says an invasion of the United States. Now, that title is important. Amen. Because out of all the nations, the last superpower was United States. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the United States was used of God for quite an age to spread the gospel, friends. Amen. But now it's broken into another dimension. It's been overtaken by another dimension. All the filth and all the pornography and all these things comes from America. Amen. And we see what Obama was trying to tell the people in Africa. We see his agenda, what he was trying to tell them in Kenya and all of that. We can see now that this isn't an instrument in the hands of God anymore. Amen. But this is a vessel that's being used from another dimension now. And we know that the beast like a lamb, America, that spoke freedom of religion at first, after a while it speaks like the dragon. And we're living to see that time. We've seen the change in our own generation. It's no longer speaking like the lamb, it's now speaking like the dragon. And who is the dragon? Rome, yes, but who's the power behind it? That great serpent. The dragon called Satan. The accuser of the brethren. We know who he is. So the prophet says an invasion of the United States. He says, Satan, when he looked down, wanting now to bring this agenda, this vision, this new age agenda to establish his kingdom, to get rid of the Bible from society, because he knew the word is his enemy every time. He knew, I've got to get the influence of the word away from the people. The prophet says in paragraph 160, if you notice, he couldn't get in here through the ministry. So at that time, he's saying 100 years ago, the Christian church was standing. No, there'd been a Azusa Street. No, like I said, the Welsh revival. So Satan tried to come in through the church, and he saw at that time, I can't get in through the ministry. That's standing. So he knew, okay, that's not the way I'm going to get in through this dimension. I need to find another vessel. So the prophet says, so the thing he done was to come into Hollywood out there. He set up his headquarters over there in Hollywood. And that is literally true.
Amen.
That is literally true. Satan's headquarters. Not in the religious realm. But in this dimension of the occult. In this dimension to bring about Sodom is Hollywood.
Amen.
That's his headquarters. That's the place that he chose. The devil landed back here a few years ago with his great army and went hitting Hollywood, California, and has invaded the United States with his demon powers.
Amen.
Ah, friends, and we see, let me tell you the honest truth, apart from us, he's won the war.
Amen.
He's won the war. Everyone's given in to him. The churches have given in. Everyone's given in.
Amen.
Except for the believer.
Amen.
Because we're not predestinated to give in.
Amen.
The prophet says, these little girls and little boys and things, they get out here and they watch them screenplays. The cinema. Nice little kiddies, fine little fellas, nothing against them. God bless them. My heart bleeds for them. The prophet could see where it was going. Satan knew what he was doing. He says, what is it? It's the devil. The invasion. He swept into this nation like a roaring lion. He set himself down in the best place I had in Hollywood. And he said, I can get the movies in here until the television comes on. Then I'll get them. And he sat down there. And that's exactly what he did. He came first through the cinema. And then when television came, the fourth dimension belched out all of its filth.
Amen.
And the world went into Sodom. And God had to send Elijah to call the people out.
Amen.
He says, I haven't got anything against the movies. I haven't got something against television. It's the rotten stuff that's on it. That's what it is. If they'd have kept it moral, it should have stayed moral. But why didn't it stay moral? Because Satan had an agenda.
Amen.
And there were people that were looking for earthly glory. They were looking for the glory of the kingdoms of this earth. And like we said last night, it's only one source. If you want the glory of these kingdoms, Satan said they belong to me. And Jesus never disputed the fact. So if you want the glory and the power and the honor and the riches of this world, God will bless his people with riches, don't get me wrong. But I'm speaking about these kind. The worldly riches, the worldly fame, you've got to bow down. You've got to bow down. Satan says, these things belong to me. And I am the one who gives them. So like I said, when you see these big stars with their riches and their mansions and their limousines and their bling and all of that, know one thing for sure, they bow down. By their fruits you'll know them. And they completely conquered and overcame. Now the second enemy we need to know about. Okay, I'll skip that one. Anton Zandor Lovey. It's not a nice picture, but know your enemy. This was the man who was the high priest of the first church of Satan. He started the first church of Satan. He's the man who wrote the Satanic Bible. He built upon the foundation of Aleister Crowley. And we're going to meet this guy a lot in Hollywood. We're going to meet it because as soon as he formed the first church of Satan, he opened a film office. So that he could consult with Hollywood on their films. Now listen to what LaVey himself says. He says, television is the major mainstream infiltration for the new satanic kingdom. He knew. He knew the dimension that should be used. He had an agenda. He was in the 50s and 60s. That was when he was at his peak. But he knew to get the satanic kingdom to move along, the main instrument is television. And then you find the prophets crying against television, saying, I'll never have one of those things in my house. God told me not to.
Amen.
And believers have televisions. I don't understand. You can have a screen. There's nothing wrong, friends. But I don't understand believers with televisions. I don't understand that. With what the prophet said time and time again, he says, I'll never have one of those evil things in my house. I'll shoot it out with a shotgun. And people say that was for the prophet. Friends, the prophet was infinitely more spiritual than you. So if he couldn't have it in his house, what about us? And because these Satanists, they knew that's the realm, that's the medium that's going to be used. Look what he says again, LaVey. I sent this to some brothers last week. He says, the TV set, what does he call it? or the satanic family altar. He calls the television the satanic family altar. That you bring in your family before the altar. And you're communing with the regions of the fifth dimension through the fourth dimension. Because he knew what was coming through that dimension. What was being broadcast through Hollywood. So it says the television or the satanic family altar has grown more elaborate since the early 50s. From a tiny fuzzy screen to huge entertainment centers covering entire walls with several TV monitors. And they asked him, do you allow your children to watch television? And he said, no. It's the truth. He said, I don't allow my children to watch television. And Madonna doesn't allow her children to watch television. She said she wouldn't allow her daughters to watch television. It's not an amazing thing. But that's what LaVey did. So he saw it. And they saw it. So those prophets of the demonic realm, these people that openly gave themselves to that demonic realm, they knew the medium. They knew the dimension that they were going to use to bring their kingdom in, to usher in the new age, to get rid of the power of Christian religion in the world. They knew that. And friends, it has to be like that. The prophet told us. The weapon that we're going to use was this fourth dimension. So God, like I say, had to send a man that was prepared for that fourth dimension as well. That's why both of these kingdoms are going to use. Now, these people know the power of the visual image.
Amen.
They know how easy it is, friends, to dress something up in beauty, to dress poison up in innocence, and the vast majority, the multitudes, will swallow it every time. And we did too.
Amen.
Until God came our way and granted us grace.
Amen.
And delivered our course from the regions of the lost. That realm of insanity. God delivered us from that. It wasn't our own ingenuity. Because when we were young, friends, we were disciples of that dimension as well. We were so influenced by those things. We were putting our earphones in and listening to the occult as much time of the day as possible.
Amen.
And yet thinking that we were Christian people. Thinking that we're good people, yet bowing our knee to idols, to these idols of Egypt, to the satanic realm, and submitting ourselves to the influence of those things, fellowshipping with demon powers.
Amen.
Through the television, through cinema, through Hollywood, through the music. We were literally fellowshipping with demonic powers.
Amen.
That's what we were doing. Literally.
Amen.
And these people know it, because that's the way they're waging their warfare from. So, the visual image, they know it well. Remember, Jesus said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. And the word hypocrite, the prophet, is an actor. He says, for you are like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. That's hypocrisy. That's to be an actor. They seem so beautiful on the screen, but they are so full of demon powers.
Amen.
The cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And we sit there and we put their pictures on the wall. Yeah? And we pay money to buy their movies. We pay money to buy their music. Shame on us if we ever do it again. We all did it, friends. We're all guilty of it. We supported the New Age agenda with our energy, our time, with our resources, with our money. We pump money into the New Age movement, to this occult agenda, which is totally against Michael and his kingdom.
Amen.
100% he deceived us to do it. And we didn't even know what we were doing. We just thought it's just music. We're just watching films. It's just entertainment. But these people know what it's about.
Amen.
They know exactly what you're doing when you do it. That's why they say when you bow yourself down there, you're at the satanic family altar. Because his agenda is being preached to you. You're at the altar. The revelation and vision from the fifth dimension, from the regions of the lost, from the satanic kingdom is being beamed directly to you. And you're opening yourself to that influence. It's a serious thing to think about. Now, just as much as God needs willing vessels to further his agenda, so too does Lucifer to further his agenda. No, for people at certain stages to be pioneers, to take things beyond where they've gone before, so that others can follow them. He had to look for his instruments as well. He had to do the same thing. I'll just show you a few things here. Listen, what this is what the president of Miramax Film says when he speaks about the power of this fourth dimension and television, what it's done. He says, maybe they were tricked into it, speaking of us, by an exciting marketing campaign. But when they came out of it, they came out different. He says, we took things. We took the occult. We took this Crowley philosophy, free love, drugs, warring against biblical moral standards. That was the agenda. He says, and we used an exciting marketing campaign. They used Marilyn Monroe. And they used all of the actresses and Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. And they used Beyoncé and all that. And you don't realize it's a marketing campaign of the devil. Amen. It's a marketing campaign. The words they're singing, the things that are being said, the images that are being projected, the thought and the inspiration behind these things come straight from the fifth dimension. Amen. Through the fourth dimension to these willing vessels. And we didn't realize that this was a marketing strategy of the devil. When you market, you don't tell somebody that cigarettes gives you cancer. You have the Marlboro man with his cowboy hat. And he's by the campfire and he has his horse. And he's good looking. He's a masculine man and he's the Marlboro man and he's lighting his Marlboro by the fire out there. Not showing that he literally died of lung cancer later on. But that's the marketing campaign of the devil. He doesn't show you the filth behind it. He doesn't show you the demon forces behind it. He presents something to you and you swallow it, not knowing the agenda behind these things. And let me tell you one thing. Anything that comes from Hollywood has an agenda. Anything that comes from Disney has an agenda. Anything that comes from musicians has an agenda. These musicians of these days. Just go and study it, friends. Amen. Do your own research. You'll find it's nothing but the truth. It's a clear agenda. And it's nothing to do with Jesus. It's nothing to do with redemption. Nothing to do with forgiveness of sin. It's to lead you into this Crowley religion. Free sex. Drugs. The occult. To give yourselves over to those things. So that the biblical values, the word itself loses effect inside of your life. That's the warfare that he's waging. Now, he says when they came out of it, you don't realize you go into the cinema and now they start, before the time, they start to promote things that are not biblical. Yeah? Start to see people kissing that shouldn't be kissing. You start seeing all these things and you start watching this marketing campaign and you don't realize after you come out, you're different. Just as much as when you come into the presence of God and God speaks to you, you will never be the same. You'll never see things the same again. When he projects his revelation to you, you'll never be the same. When Lucifer projects his revelation, you'll never be the same. You're going to see things different. That's why now that a referendum and the whole nation sees things different than it used to see. How else can you explain it? Friends, it's his marketing campaign. And he has his prophets and he has his prophetesses. And he has this instrument of hell called Hollywood that is behind this agenda and is pushing it out. And there's this demon force, there's Lucifer, there's his demon powers. It's an invasion that's taken place. And we didn't realize that we opened the gates to allow them to invade our homes. We opened the gates and allowed them to invade our minds. By fellowshipping with the unfruitful deeds of darkness. Paul says, do not fellowship with the unfruitful deeds of darkness. He says, rather reprove them. Say what they are. It's the devil. Beyonce is demon possessed. Literally demon possessed. And her music comes from that infernal realm. No matter if she wants to tell you, oh, I thank God and all that, she knows which God she's speaking about. That's just their marketing campaign. That's all it's about in warfare. That's subterfuge. It's one of the most powerful strategies, deception. To make you think that your enemy is your friend. That's what they do, friends. It's a warfare. Look at these things to show. When you come out changed. Friends, none of us are going to accept witchcraft like that. But when we dress it up like this, Mary Poppins does exactly the same thing that all witches do. She can fly. She can change things from one form to another. She uses witchcraft and spells and that. But because they dressed it up now as Mary Poppins, a family film, what do we do as believers? We watch Mary Poppins. So it's nice. It's family entertainment. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Doesn't matter if she's like this or she's like this. It's a witch.
Amen.
It's witchcraft.
Amen.
It's magic. It's not the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Yes.
I can't fellowship with those things. We need to have a discernment on that. None of us did. I was guilty of that as well. We watched Mary Poppins with our family. Not long ago. Maybe last year. We watched it. Thought, this is nice. Mary Poppins. What about... I'm not going to follow this man who's a wizard. But we'll follow this one. But he's a wizard.
Amen.
He's got a magic wand. He's doing magic spells. He's doing exactly what this man does.
Amen.
But because they've repackaged it in their marketing campaign, it's only Mickey Mouse. You see how cunning it was, friends?
Amen.
It's a magic kingdom. It's only Mickey Mouse. I was listening to one man that I thought was very interesting. He said, sometimes these things make people angry because when you start stepping on people's gods, when you take away people's gods, they get angry. Remember Laban when Rebekah took his gods? He came saying, I'm not happy you took away my gods. We're trying to take away some gods today. Because there's only one God. We don't need these gods, friends. These are the gods of Egypt. The judgment is coming upon even as we speak. We don't need these gods. But look how they package it up. And we'll take the sticker and stick it on our son's bed. It's only Mickey Mouse. But he's a wizard. He's using the tools of a wizard. And he's casting spells like all wizards cast spells. And he comes from Hollywood. And what has Crowley told us? What has LeVay told us? That's how we're going to get to them. And we're going to start with the children. If you can get them when they're young, if you can dress the poison up and put sugar coating, they'll swallow the poison. What about this? I told you about it last night. You're just watching Scrooge McDuck. You think there's nothing sinister about that? Ask the Illuminati. They know what they're doing, friends. And you know what they're doing? They're laughing at us. They're saying these people are suckers. They don't know what we're doing to them and their children. Well, we'll say to them today, we suckers no more. We suckers no more, friends. As for me and my house, we don't support those things. He's conquered. What about this? Lion King. What does it say there? When all this magic dust goes off from whoever the big guy is, they hide it everywhere. Sex. Sex. It's everywhere. Go and study. It's everywhere in these cartoons. You'll say it's not. Tangled. Why is the hair here in that kind of a form? Because it says sex. That's not an accident because it's everywhere. Everywhere on every post, on every image they do, they hide these things in plain sight. Look at it. S-E-X. You'll find it everywhere. You might say, well, okay, that might just be chance. Go and look for yourself.
Yes.
I'm only putting a couple out there. There's literally hundreds of examples. In every one of these cartoons, because it's Disney, it's Hollywood.
Amen.
We can trace it back to Crowley.
Yes.
Free sex.
Yes.
Drugs. Waging war against biblical values. Bringing in witchcraft to our generation. It's everywhere, friends. Everywhere you go. Everywhere that you look. What about Harry Potter? Pottermania. What is Harry Potter? He's a wizard. And the Bible says when you enter the land, you will not allow wizards. Amen. Those who consult familiar spirits in your land.
Amen.
Doesn't matter if he's some innocent looking boy. Where's the inspiration from the film came from? You go and see J.K. Rowling. She taps right into the occult to write her books. And she admits it. Friends, it's all an agenda. You know what it's called? Satanic evangelism. That's what it is. But we don't realize it's satanic evangelism. He has his evangelists. He has his fivefold ministry. He has his gifted people, his gifted ministers that catch his vision and come and portray it in diverse gifts and operations to the peoples of the world. That's how this magic kingdom works, friends. It's a magic kingdom. It's a kingdom of darkness. So now, we'll get on to some of their prophets. This was the first one who really, really changed the boundaries of things. Rudolf Valentino. Anybody who knows him? I mean, if you know Hollywood, you know Rudolf Valentino. From the 1920s. Rudolf Valentino. The sexual revolution that we're reaping the harvest of now struck home in the 1960s. We know it. But the origin of it wasn't the 1960s. It was the 1920s.
Amen.
And it was through him as the beginning of it. Valentino, it says, he began to break down the biblical boundaries of sex as early as the 1920s. Yeah? Let me show you how he did it. If ever you watch, you can get it on the internet. There's a very good video I watched some Christians made showing him and his wife. His wife's name was Natasha. And him and his wife would act together, but they were the pioneers of sexuality in film. They pushed the boundaries far beyond where they'd ever gone before. They shocked people at first. It was a shock. It was stunning. But like the frog in the saucepan, soon society followed them to where they were. That happens every stage of this journey, of this agenda. They bring something and it'll shock you. Madonna will kick Britney at the MTV Awards, yeah? They open their mouths and they kiss a lesbian kiss. And the people be shocked saying, "Ah, oh, how can they do that?" No one even is shocked anymore. You've got to have the pioneers. You've got to have the evangelists who go before the rest. Who are willing to stand the public criticism. Willing to break the norms. Go against the standards that have been there. And then the rest of the people say, "Oh, that's not so bad. Hey, because look at him. Hey, he's such a nice guy. Yeah, well, we'll still keep going to his films." And they go down to his satanic family altar. And his films now, and this whole ideology is being beamed. And you don't know that it's changing you. And it's changing your moral values. And it's changing the way that you see things. And like that man from Miramax says, when you come out, you don't see things the same. And now it's moved you a little bit along from where you were. And the next time something's done which is scandalous, the next time he maybe kisses a man or his wife kisses a woman, or you know, there's nakedness or you know, such hot sensual passion in his films in that day, 1920s, you know, and you go and you sit under that influence. Like they said, it awakens the animal passion in you. Those things which should be kept under the blood. You're now going and Satan's coming and ministering to you. And what was satanic religion? Do what thou wilt. Do what you will. Anton LaVey said, the beast within shouldn't be exorcised, cast out. He should be exorcised. That's what he said. That's what they believe. Give yourself over. If you want to do it, free love. If you want to do anything, it's okay. Do what you will. That's the whole of the law. And go and see what they sing in these songs. Exactly that. And our young people put the earphones in and listen to that stuff. Not realizing they're getting it is. You get conditioned by it until you don't see anything wrong with fornication anymore. You don't see how important it is to God that someone should marry in the house of God before you sleep together, before you kiss. You don't see it anymore. Because there's a warfare against the morals of the Bible in this age. And we're listening to these evangelists and we're bowing down at the altar and we're receiving slowly but surely this revelation and this influence in our experience and we don't see things the same anymore. And now these nations don't see marriage the same anymore. It came from somewhere. It wasn't a single day that changed it, friends. It was an agenda. It was a warfare that moved things to where they are. So Valentino, he was called the great lover. He was the pioneer actor in his day. But he and his wife, Natasha, communicated with demonic spirits and relied on them for direction for their films. Yeah. Look at his own words. This is a woman who knew his wife. Every night, Natasha would hold a seance. Spiritualism. He was the foremost actor of the 1920s. The woman would swoon. The woman would follow him. If he threw away a cigar, they would take his cigar butt and almost worship his cigar butt. He was such a sexual icon. He so stimulated the passions in the woman in his day. Where did he get that anointing from? Where did he get that power and authority from? Why could he do what influenced people far more than the other actors in his day could? He had to tap into a certain dimension. He would go into the fourth dimension. Through seances, through spiritualism. Every night Natasha would hold a seance, calling for help from the spirit world in her creative undertaking. She would write the scripts of the films they would act in. Then, pencil and paper in hand, she would go into a trance and start writing. Remember the prophet says, I went down to a camp of the witches. They were doing their corn dance. Remember? It says, and the pencil started writing itself. That's what happens in the demonic realm, friends. What a clear expression of the fifth dimension through the fourth dimension. Possessing a person, the person doesn't know what they're doing, and they're penning the New Age agenda as a film. Lucifer's vision. Directly. And then because it's put on a film, and we go and sit in the theater and we watch it in those days, and it ignites our passion, makes us feel all these sensual things, we don't realize we're being evangelized by Lucifer.
Amen.
Himself, direct. The pencil and paper in hand, she would go in a trance and start writing. After her outpourings were typed up, they were brought to the set the next day and given to the director. My. And the Christians in that day would go and sit and say, I'm going to go and watch Rudolph Valentino and his wife. Ah, it was a good film. It didn't stop then, friends. The names have changed. Now it's Keanu Reeves. Uh-huh. Now it's Johnny Depp.
Yes. Yes.
Now it's Tom Cruise. Scientology, which is what? New Age. It's occult.
Amen.
Just dressed up in different ways.
Right.
And we watch those things. And we don't realize the reason they have the power and the authority to get the influence they do and the riches that they do, because they all give themselves over into that spiritual realm. And most of them, like this woman, get possessed, and they go and act out now what they act out. Valentino, it says about him, almost overnight when he came on the scene, unbridled sexual promiscuity, just living, sleeping with anybody, yeah? Once considered sinful, was now redefined. Marriage has now been redefined. What was the warfare? Let's redefine things. Let's make good evil and evil good. And how are we going to do it? Let's use our satanic evangelism. Let's use our prophets and prophetesses that break into this fourth dimension willingly. And this power of darkness comes and possesses them. And the influence is projected out to the people now. And it starts to redefine things in the minds of people. And people don't see things the same. Once considered sinful was now redefined as popular and trendy. We know what's popular and trendy now, friends.
Amen.
And let me tell you what, to be a born-again believer is not popular.
Amen.
To be a Bible believer is not trendy.
Amen.
That's where it's got to, and it's going to get worse as we keep going. But we know the agenda which is trendy now, friends.
Amen.
And what's redefined it? Exactly what we're speaking about now. There were prophets and prophetesses that gave themselves into that realm and came forth freshly anointed, freshly possessed by that spirit of that realm. And they came and projected the message and the vision from that realm. And we'll see it every step. I won't take many of them, just two or three. But there's many you could take. Every one of the pioneers in Hollywood, it's exactly the same story. They were all spiritualists, all into the occult. That's where they got the power that they did. It says, the multitudes watching his movies and surrendering to the lustful passions they excited were responding to stories and messages that came directly from the demonic realm. Friends, I want to respond to things that come from the heavenly realm. Amen. I want those things to excite me, those things to empower me, those things to anoint me. But it just depends on which realm we give ourselves over to. Amen. So they came forth, and all of the church in the cinema, and all of the gatherings around the satanic family altar in the home, were submitting themselves to messages, to preaching, to influence that came directly from the demonic realm. Direct! Not even just halfway, direct. And how many of those people recognized it? I don't think it was a lot. When he died, listen, because he was so much into the occult, he had influenced so many people. When he died, it says in Hollywood, tarot cards, crystal balls, Ouija boards, and hoodoo powers were complete sellouts. And studio warehouses reported thefts of cauldrons for witchcraft and other bits of hardware associated with magic. Why? People wanted to try to communicate with this man beyond the grave. He had put such an influence on people that when he died, even though he wasn't alive anymore, he had influenced the people so strongly down that realm that the people expressed it now in their lives. It says, lives of great men all remind us. We can make our lives sublime. And with partings, leave behind us footsteps in the sands of time. Amen. Friends, you want to leave the right footsteps. Amen. You want to leave the right footsteps for our children and for those that are following us. What about the next one in the 1930s? Mae West, the queen of sex. That's what she was called. Her work, I don't know if I got this on a thing. Yeah. Her work, she was the foremost Hollywood starlet, fallen star in her age. And she pushed the boundaries. That's almost everything which is happening now. You can trace it back to her. It says her work helped to topple the biblical sexual boundaries that were deeply embedded in the people of the early 20th century. My, can you see why the prophet cried out against it? Amen. No other film stars had a greater impact in the long run. Mae West was a one-woman sexual revolution through film. And people would go and sit and watch. And then society would move another step closer to as it was in the days of Sodom, as it was in the days of Lot, one step at a time. It says your occult teacher and guide, Kenny Kingston, I think I might have it on here. No. Look what she puts whenever she'd make a play. New drama of the underworld. Because we'll see where she got it from. Where she got her inspiration from. Mae West in Diamond Lil. New drama of the underworld by Mae West. She'd write her own screenplays. And then go and act in them. Says, her occult teacher and guide, Kenny Kingston, recalls how multiple spirits would regularly possess Mae and use her as a puppet. Friends. Hey, and these are the influential people of the day. Nothing's changed. It's just got worse. Amen. It's just that the message is more explicit now than it was back then. Amen. But the instrumentality and the methodology and the way that Satan's using his chosen vessels hasn't changed. This is her spiritual guide, what he said. When she was upset that no one had been able to come up with a script idea, she had walked about her room saying, she used to call the demonic realm, forces, forces. And that's where Star Wars got the term, use the force, Luke, from here. From her, it's true, go and find it. She would be speaking, she'd like be praying to the spiritual realm, saying, forces, forces, come to me and help me to write a script. She would begin to hear voices and images. Ah, she's broken into the fourth dimension. And the plot was revealed to her. Mae would summon stenographers, people that would type, to work with her around the clock as she would lie in bed in a trance-like state, dictating as the spirits entered. This is the magic kingdom. This is where they get the inspiration from. This is a continuation in each generation of an agenda. This is the way that they work and this is the way they go. I'll finish with one more. She says it herself. So I call in a stenographer and dictate the whole thing at once. I just open my mouth and out it comes. I wish we could preach like that. Hey, friends, I wish it was as easy as that just to get a message from the Lord. Oh. Her occult teacher, this is what I said, would say how multiple spirits would regularly possess her and use her as a puppet. And all of these are just puppets, friends. On the internet, they say that Anton LaVey, on his deathbed, many people say it, I don't know, some people dispute it, but they say that he repented. He acknowledged, "I'm wrong, I've been deceived," right on his deathbed. Imagine the end of these people, friends. They sold their souls to the devil to further his agenda so that he'd give them fame and fortune. That's why David was told, "Do not envy the wicked in their ways."
Amen.
Because the end of them, consider the end of them, where they're going to go. It won't take much longer. What about Marilyn Monroe? We'll come up now to the 1950s. Being normal is boring. I only chose that because the rest of her pictures, she's the most sensual person you can find. She had such an anointing, such a sexual anointing upon her, Marilyn Monroe. Her big movie was called The 7-Year Itch. And it blew the lid off 1950s conservatism. Imagine during the time of the revival. It shook audiences by its irreverent look at marital infidelity. Adultery. She was the one who popularized it. I watched some of it. You'll watch it on some of the clips. She was a sexual woman. Now, this is what they say about her. She would draw attention from the spirit world, asking for their guidance. This is from the book called I Still Talk to Kenny Kingston. This is the medium that used to teach her. But she would draw attention from the spiritual, asking for their guidance. She was used as a change agent to help catapult the nation into the free sex movement of the 1960s. She was the last one who pushed things over the line. She attributed her ability to affect the public, herself, to other entities that would inhabit her and take her over. She was known for entering into deep trances between each scene. Friends, Hollywood's a very spiritual place.
Amen.
It's far more spiritual than most churches.
Amen.
It's a very spiritual place. They're very spiritual people. They're very committed to their agenda. They'll sacrifice, they'll go against public opinion, they'll do whatever to further this great agenda. Now, Crowley, Anton LaVey in the 1960s, with all of this taking place, he says, speaking of Hollywood, he says, you've got quite a legacy of satanic writers. The film writers. Film producers and directors who have made their own pact. With who? With the devil. How does he know? Because he had his film office. He used to consult with many. You know, you can see many of the pictures of him with the big film producers. Yet he was the high priest of the first church of Satan. The rest of them covered it up in New Age terminology. He spoke it as it was. A pure Satanist the man was. He says they've proven themselves to have cunning wit and courage beyond the best of their time. Friends, it's nothing to commend when somebody's a Satanist speaks to you like that. Now look what he says. We're in the very throes of a new satanic age in the 1960s. It's all around us. All you have to do is look at it. LaVey specifically targeted Hollywood to become his primary means for satanic evangelism. Friends, when the prophet preached in 1953, the invasion of the United States, he knew what he was saying.
Amen.
And we'll just take it, well, the prophet maybe he didn't have a message to preach that day. That's not the dimension that man worked in. He didn't just say those things for nothing. The prophet could break into that realm, break into that dimension, and he knew what was going on in that place. Let's finish off. We've heard from all of the satanic messengers. Let's finish off with from the other dimension. That's what I want to do. The prophet says an invisible union. We read a little bit of this yesterday. It says the complete, total insanity this world will go into right away. It's almost there now. Because that realm through the fourth dimension, from the fifth dimension, is the realm of insanity. Remember when the prophet went down there into hell when he was a young boy, the regions of the lost? It was insanity down there. The way the woman had painted the eyes and the noises, he said, that ungodly place. These people are tapping into that dimension. Can you understand why films like The Matrix and that now? They've hit an insane dimension. I went and watched a bit of it because they kept bringing it up. It's insane. It's insanity what they do now, the films which they're making. The prophet says, it's marching right out on the street, right down the church pew. Total insanity. Doing things that human beings wouldn't think of doing and being civilized. How did it get there? It's clear how it got there. Look what Hollywood has done to the woman. The prophet brings it right to the cause. Look what Hollywood has done to the woman. Look how it is. It's robbed the sacred virtues of the woman. Oh, on and on we could go, see? That's just exactly what's happening today. She's been deceived by television, by magazines, by these people. Yeah. All these fine things that they're going out on the street. Modern girls looking at these magazines and looking at the pictures. They look on the street. They see the clothing in the shops. How Satan, that great instrument of hell, has come down among the people and has deceived them into these things. Oh, friends. And people fight against this message. I don't understand. People say this man wasn't a prophet. I think those people have fellowshiped too long in the realm of insanity. I think they've been too much conditioned by the fifth dimension, working through the fourth dimension themselves. Because anyone in their right mind will say, this man was a prophet. This man was a prophet. Let's finish with Joshua 24, verse 14. To 16. We'll finish on Wednesday. We'll get on to Disney more on Wednesday by the grace of God. We don't want to go any further today. Joshua 24, 14 up to 16. This is when Joshua is about to pass off the scene. And he calls Israel together. And he says to them, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, the other side of the river, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Amen.
Whether the gods which your father served, which are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, friends, I'm glad to be under the Joshua Commission. I'm glad for our Joshua who came and revealed to us the gods from the other side. Who came and showed us what the gods of our fathers were. Who came and showed us what the gods of Egypt. And then came and showed us the real God. He who changes not, Jehovah is his name. The seven redemptive names wound up into one, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only true God. Verse 16. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Our friends, the people responded to the Joshua Commission and said, God forbid that we should support Hollywood any longer. God forbid that we should support the Disney Empire any longer. God forbid that we will take our resources and finance them that deal in the fifth dimension. But rather we'll take all that we are and all that we have and we'll finance that which is supported from the sixth and the seventh dimension. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Let's stand, saints. Let's come to a time of worship. Let's thank the Lord for His goodness, friends. I'm so thankful for the message of the hour. When I get into these things, friends, I'm so thankful for the message. Where would we be if Jesus didn't love us? Where would we be if Jesus didn't care? Where would we be if He hadn't have called us? If He hadn't put His seed in us? If He hadn't have come and quickened us through the visitation of His grace? Oh, friends, where would we be? We would be on the way to the regions of the lost. We'd be fellowshipping in this realm of insanity and we'd be thinking all was well. Let's sing that song. Where would we be if Jesus didn't love me?
I don't know why
Jesus loves me.
I don't know why.
I don't know why He came. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. I don't know why, I don't know why
Jesus loved me.
I don't know why,
I don't know why,
I don't know why, I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. He left His mighty throne in glory.
Thank you, Lord.
To bring to us redemption's story. Then He died, but He rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why. I don't know why He came. I don't know why. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. Where would I be? Where would I be? If Jesus didn't love me, where would I be? Where would I be if He didn't care? Where would I be? Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. I don't know why, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why.
I don't know why He came.
Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. Where would I be today? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Thank you, Lord. Where would I be if He hadn't sacrificed His life? Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. Oh, thank you, Lord. I don't know why. Sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. I just want to say one thing before we sing again. You'll ask yourself, what should be your response? You go and seek the Lord. You as a father in your house, as a mother in your house, ask God to give you discernment. Seek His leadership. The other day I had something which showed these things and I called the family. We watched it together. It was about an hour long. I'll put it onto WhatsApp and saints can watch it. Some of it's quite strong for children, some of the pictures, but it was good. Daniel had a bit of trouble sleeping that night. I said, it's okay. It's not hard. It's done by Christians.
Amen.
And then after we watched it as a family, I said to the guys, I said, friends, let's do a search for leaven in our house. And I said, but anything which you find, which has slipped through, which we didn't really realize, if you find it, we'll throw it away, but we'll replace it with something that's good. Because friends, don't take something from your children if you're not going to give them something in its place. That's the discernment and the wisdom that you're going to need. You know, have a discernment on those kind of things. You know, if there's certain things that you've allowed them to watch, don't just leave them in a vacuum. Because they're going to think, but hey, this message just takes away everything which we're enjoying ourselves with. Find them something in its place. Find something which is wholesome and something which has the right values, and put it in the Hallelujah. Place of those things now that you know are serving a certain agenda. If there's anything that has slipped through the net, I'd really say that, friends, pray first before you do anything. But go and seek the wisdom of God. You know how best to apply the blood on your door. God has called you as the father to be the priest of your house.
Amen.
Your house may be run in a slightly different way than others because you know your children. You know exactly where things are. Don't compromise.
Amen.
But you know the best way to approach these things. And I Hallelujah. Really do believe the Lord will bless you if you do it. Let's sing again, Virgil.
Eloi.
Eloi.
Hallelujah.
How we long, we long to worship you, Jesus. Eloi, Eloi, Eloi. How we long to worship. Eloi, Eloi. We long to worship you, Lord. Eloi, 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 Eloi. How we long to worship you. Will we come to you? Oh, to worship you, Lord. No matter what the circumstance. No matter what the situation. We lift
our holy hands.
We long
to worship you, Lord.
Eloi,
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 Eloi.
How we long to worship you.
In Satan's Eden.
Satan comes
to beat us down.
But with your spirit
there before us,
in righteousness,
we rise and see.
Eloi, Eloi,
Eloi.
We long to worship you, my King.
Eloi,
Eloi,
Eloi.
We long to worship you.
Here we are in Satan's Eden. Hallelujah.
Here we are in Satan's Eden. And Satan comes to beat us down. But with your
righteousness, we'll rise and sing. Eloi, 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 Eloi. Are we willing to worship you? Sing one more before we come to a time of prayer. What's his name? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. No, he's Adonai. He's all the different names. Friends, it's so wonderful to know his name. Imagine you bowing down today, worshiping Satan like the prophet says, without knowing what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
He says that's what this age is doing. They're worshiping the devil without knowing what they're doing. God of this evil age. But friends, he's revealed himself to us. How wonderful to worship him. Let's sing that one there. Father of life, seated on the throne of grace. And then let's come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves, our families, before the Lord. Pray for them that aren't here today. And let's just seek the Lord to lead us by his grace.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace. It's only by your mercy we sing.
Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry, out your name, out your name, God of grace.
Forgive each moment
is a gift from you
today. We're only here to tell the world about your
oh,
until the day you take us
all
away. Adonai. grace, Adonai, run on praise,
run in praise,
Lord, Rosa, Jesus Christ.
Let's pray, friends. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for Jesus coming up.
Hallelujah, Jesus, we come before the Lord, even upon this hour, Father. Oh, Father, what a sobering, Father, scouring message, Lord, Father, that would purge us, Father, even of those, Lord, Savior, things that, Lord, Father, oh God, had slipped in unawares. Father Jesus, we thank thee, oh God, for Lord. Father, once more, we can filter through your word, Lord. We can filter, Lord, Savior. Father, these, Lord, Savior, very things, Lord, that have entered even amidst our lives. Oh, Father, we ask your grace, Lord. And let us clean our homes, Lord. Purge our homes, Lord, Savior. Even of the unclean thing, Lord, Savior God. Purge us of any grace that we need, Lord. Purge us, Savior, the very mercy, Lord. What we need, Lord, even in this time, Savior God. Father, for you, Lord. Father, our Lord, Savior. Our Lord, Savior, Father. Oh, God, anchor, Lord, even upon this time. Father, we look to thee, Lord, even upon this time. Desire your grace always in thy
Let's just continue on in worship, saints, before we close in prayer. Oh, yes, Lord, we do thank you, Father.
The anchor holds, for the ship is battered. The anchor the sails are to roll. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. Where the anchor holds in spite of this. Where the anchor holds, the anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are to I face the raging seas, for the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I have heard of Christians long ago who were bold before the tyrant's throne, and were told that he would steal their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die, oh, for the Son of God, oh, they would never deny. Like a great angelic choir sings, I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength. With all I am, I will seek to honor his command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years have come, and the years have gone, but the cross of Jesus still goes on.
Our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the cross, and one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died, oh, to give us life till the trumpet sounds on the final day. Oh, let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb, to the Lamb of God, who bore my pain, who took my place, who wore my shame. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Oh, let's pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Holy Lamb.
Sing another one, Richard.
The original life, the original sin, the original word. What I believe, the Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original sin. God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last day. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know we are in what we are as a fool. Praise the Lord for the original life.
Hallelujah,
the original life. Oh, the original sin. The word is what I believe.
What I believe, what I believe.
For the Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original life, the original sin. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say, and our names are seen with Him, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life.
Hallelujah,
the original life. The original way. It's what I believe.
What I believe, what I believe.
The Son of Man.
Oh, the Son of Man.
The seven.
eyes of understanding. He has opened up and locked, and sweet victory is ours. Who will chain down in the past? Should you believe? Has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original light. Oh, hallelujah, the original light. Oh, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. What I believe. Son of God is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seal. We are called unto adoption, full of authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us. For translation in this hour, Gentile days will be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God, who's the original light. Oh, hallelujah, the original light. Hallelujah, the original seed, the original word. What I believe. Oh, the Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original light, the original seal.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saints, the Bible says we have seen our names within.
Amen.
You've seen your name under the seventh seal. You've seen yourself in redemption.
Amen.
And then God comes and opens up the sixth seal.
Amen.
And shows us where the world's going, friends. The tribulation seal, the judgment seal. But He changed our course from the regions of the lost. Our friends, it's grace. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. We're the ones that have heard the true Jubilee. We were slaves to Hollywood. We were slaves to this age. And the Jubilee trumpet came and sounded. And we laid down our hoe. And we said, no more do I serve these slave masters. A price has been paid for me. The redemption price, our kinsman redeemer. Let's sing that song. Holy words. Ancient words. Long preserved. We ask Brother Max, wouldn't mind, come pray for us at the end of the song.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us to cope in this world where we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. Oh, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words,
oh, ancient word,
ancient word,
ancient word ever true,
changing me and changing you. Oh, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Holy words
for our faith, hold us down to the sea.
Came to us through sacrifice,
Lord, heed the fearful words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Lord, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Amen. Oh, dear Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord.
We thank you this afternoon.
Yes, Lord,
you have been faithful to your children.
Yes, Lord.
That your word is always true.
Yes,
Lord, you said when the devil will come in like a flood.
Yes.
Your spirit will always raise a standard, oh God.
Amen.
Yes, and Lord. Father, this afternoon, Lord,
Amen.
The devil is exposed.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, by the word, oh Lord Jesus, yes, we thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
And Father, this afternoon, Lord,
yes,
even as we have known all his ways,
yes,
through your word, oh God, Father, we want to vow this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, even as we go home.
Hallelujah.
We are going to go through all our chambers.
Hallelujah.
Our lockets.
Yes, Lord.
Everywhere, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Where we see any sign of this deceptive enemy.
Yes.
We are going to destroy it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We vow today, Lord, this afternoon, that, Lord, we will destroy every.
Amen.
Works in our homes.
Hallelujah.
To protect our children.
Yes.
And even our very self, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes, Lord.
We thank you this afternoon.
Oh,
that Jesus. All his ways, Lord.
Amen.
Has been made plain to us now.
Amen. Yes.
Father, help us, Lord Jesus. That any way that, Lord, he
Amen.
Will try to come in, oh Lord.
Amen.
Father, continue to expose him.
Yes.
That
yes,
Lord yes. Jesus, all that we am looking for, Lord,
Amen.
That we live, oh God, Amen. A true life as true Christians, Lord. Father,
Amen.
We as parents, oh Lord Jesus, we come before you, oh God.
Help us, Lord.
The Lord grant us, Lord Jesus, the
yes,
wisdom.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, the leadership, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, show us the way, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, as Lord Jesus, you've given us these children as our as gifts, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, we
Amen.
Want to bring them, oh God. Oh, that, Lord, there will be vessels, Lord, in your homes.
Amen.
So, Father, help
amen,
us, Lord
amen,
Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That we would do the right thing, oh God. Oh,
yes.
For these our children, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, bless our children even.
Please, Lord.
As they go out, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, they
yes,
mingle Lord. Up with all these spirits over there, Lord.
Amen.
But, Father, we know that, Lord, your spirit will always go with them.
Yes, Lord.
Father, protect
Thank you,
them,
Jesus.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Let the pillar of fire always
amen.
Stand by them, oh God.
Amen, amen.
Oh, Father, keep them away, oh Lord. From the works of this world, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, this afternoon we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hearing all these things, Lord.
Amen.
It brings, Lord Jesus, joy unto us.
Yes.
That, Lord, we have a victory Amen. Over the enemy.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus, no amount of gates that he will provide, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, that Lord Jesus. As Abraham's seed, oh God.
Amen.
You have given us authority to possess every gate of
Amen.
The enemy. And even yesterday
yes,
when
Lord.
He came in, Lord,
Hallelujah.
We thank you, the Lord Jesus. He was sent back to where he
Amen.
Came from.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
We thank you for healing
thank
our precious
you.
Brother,
Amen.
Junior
yes.
Max, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that today
yes,
he's here,
yes.
giving glory and playing the
Amen.
Guitar, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
To magnify
thank
your
you,
name. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, you answered
you,
our prayer yesterday,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, even right now, Lord Jesus, as we live here, we know we
Amen.
Are not living in your presence, O God.
Amen.
Let your Holy Spirit go with us, Lord. Father, in our homes,
Amen.
We ask it to God. Sweep over every corner, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Take
yes.
away every speck of Satan out of
Amen.
Our homes. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We thank you for our pastor,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Lord,
having
you,
delved deep into all these things,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
To bring the exposure this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord, and
yes,
his family.
Lord.
Oh,
Father,
bless his children, Lord.
Amen.
And Father,
yes.
bless every child here, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, once again, as we wait for another meeting, oh Lord,
yes.
we know that Lord Jesus, once again, the visitation will be even greater than today.
Hallelujah. Yes,
so Lord, we commit Wednesday also into your
Please,
hands.
Lord.
The Lord, you meet with us once
Please,
again, Lord.
Help us.
Father, the rest of the week also is in your hands, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our going outs and our coming ins.
Yes.
At our working places, Lord.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
We pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will always be with us, O God.
Please, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this afternoon.
Yes.
All that we have heard, Lord. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, it will stay with us, O God.
Amen.
With the Holy Spirit sealing it into our hearts.
Please, Lord.
In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Just as we dismiss, we just ask the youth to stay behind, if you wouldn't, just to discuss a little bit. Let's sing one more as we dismiss. Sing, God be with you until we meet again.
My boat of life
sails a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind
in
my
sea.
But I am afraid watches over me when the breeze turns into a wind. I know the master of the world.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. He can the soul may take the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Oh,
sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks my soul can find. An unexpected storm may drive me from the high. Brings me low, but never brings me down.
Oh,
I know the master of the wind.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the day.
And make the sun shine again. I know the master of the way. I know the master of the way. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. Again, I know the master of the world.